I have got to get to this gas station and get something to drink. It's... Man. It's fucking dire. Get much sleep this weekend. Or, I don't know, I mean, I was theoretically in bed for enough hours, but I just, I don't know. Maybe they're just the wrong hours. Break the bond that we go to war and transcend space and time when every record ain't a record. Okay. 65 minutes to work. That's what that says. Let's see if it's right or not. And by see if it's right or not, I mean totally forget about all of that stuff and get on the fucking road. Okay. There was a dude in the gas station on his phone. I don't know if he was, like, in a band or something. I'm imagining he was. Because he was... He was like, yeah, I don't think these chicks will be ready for, you know, when I take the stage, I don't think they're gonna be ready for it, you know, with what I got going on, so, yeah. Conference is happening, and you know, it's not really a news kind of show. There's some publishers kind of glom onto it because they figure the press is in town for that show, so why not try to show them some games? So yeah, I guess this cross-platform Xbox stuff seems to be happening. Which, yeah, I mean, that makes sense for them to do. You know, it's... Microsoft seemed like it was always the holdup. They were always the ones that were like, nah, no, you can't, no, no. When it came to, like, letting PS4... Or Sony, or, you know, other console, competitive console platforms, letting that stuff happen. That seems like that was kind of their policy that was holding that stuff up, and that's a policy you can have when you're the dominant platform. And you can say, no, you need to come to us, and us alone, if you want to do that stuff. But now... you know, they're not in that position anymore, so... It makes sense for them to be amenable to developers and all that sort of stuff. Thank you. Thank you. I saw that bit the PlayStation View was rolling out nationwide, and, you know, they recently changed their pricing and some of that other stuff, too. I guess I would feel more, like, inclined to subscribe to something like that if I felt like there was stuff on television worth watching, and you know, not having TV for this chunk of time here. Has it been a year? Maybe not a year, but well, whatever. However long it's been, like, since I canceled. This was over the summer, maybe. When I canceled DirecTV, like, I just don't... I don't miss it. There have maybe been, like, two cases where I felt like, oh man, there's a thing, or you know, me, or, you know, my wife thinking like, you know, there's something we want to see. This I had like twice. Also, the thing that, like, you know, all this internet TV can't quite do is, like, you just flipping through channels, you know, looking for stuff. Like, that kind of just idle activity of, I'm going to sit on this couch and turn on the television and fucking, I don't know, flip around until I find something. Like, you can't really do that. Because the, you know, the wind-up time on a stream is still something. Calling up a guide and looking at it is like saying, hey, do you want to make a like an actual choice to watch any of this stuff? And for me, the answer is almost always no fucking way. But when I was watching TV, it was, you know, it was like that. It was like, ah, just I'm just going to hit this button and see what's here. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, so removing that just means, like, watching television becomes a deliberate action as opposed to, like, an idle activity. And it's never a deliberate action that I want to take. Never. My mom signed up for TV, and I managed to get a hold of her, like, password for that stuff. So it's like, it's the case where, like, in a pinch, if there's something I need to see, that's something I can, you know, depending on what, where it's on, I can do that. But I kind of don't. I've used that to watch the littlest bit of wrestling. But even that's been, I guess, like, well, I guess it's a case of, like, I'm putting it on and then doing other stuff, like playing The Division or Street Fighter or something, you know? Okay. This... Oops. Oops. I think this one's carbonated and I just shook it up. I guess I've seen all the division there is to see, in a sense. You know, there would still be, like, a bunch of loot to go fucking try to hunt for or craft. But I hit the level cap. Ran around in the dark zone stuff. Did some of the dailies. You know, it's that I finished the final mission and it gave me an AK-47 that was better than the AK-47 that I was currently using. But I get the impression that there are even better AK-47s out there if you know where to look, if you have the right crafting materials, if you have the right blueprint. I can't believe how fucking underdeveloped I can't believe how bad the crafting interface is in that game. Maybe I wonder if it's better on the PC. I bet it's not. Like the items tier up, the crafting items will, like, there are rarities of the crafting materials, and you can take 5 of a lesser material to create 1 of a higher material. So I'll have all the materials I need in some form, you know? Like, I might not have 3 of the high-end ones, but I'll have 15 of the mid-tier ones or something. And I should be able to go to the item I want, and it should just tell me a raw number of the fucking shit that I have. Like, do the fucking math. Treat that shit like gold in a fucking, you know, in an RPG. Just say, yeah, you got enough for this. And then do the fucking, instead it's like 1 at a time, fucking hold down the button, let this meter fill, then it goes through a quick UI animation of the fucking saying, yes, you crafted the thing. And then you have to fucking wait, hit back, and then hit go again, go through that wait again. It's fucking crazy. Like, it's one of those things that, like, you know that, like, people that worked on that game know exactly what the fuck they need to do to that game. They just didn't have fucking time. Like, that game gives off the impression of, like, this game was not made by idiots. This game was made by people who had to focus on a specific set of things to fucking nail. And they maybe didn't nail all of them, but they got in the ballpark and they'll fucking get to this stuff. Like, you know, they're out there with the trailer saying, like, hey, there's more coming! Like sets. Like, the game doesn't have, like, sets of, like, armor or whatever. But when they roll out their first raid, like, one of the things you'll get is a set item. You know, so it's like they know that the game is currently missing, like, a proper end game. And it's funny, because when you beat it, when you finish the last story mission, it gives you one last little bit to do, to go look at, and And it's this, like, last-ditch effort of them going, like, you should really go to the Dark Zone. And then, like, one of their little tutorial pop-ups shows up, and it's like, tutorial, end game. And it's like, go to the Dark Zone, or do the missions again on a higher difficulty setting for daily mission bonuses. Bye. Like, fuck. I don't know that I think The Division is a very good game, but I like The Division, and I'm having trouble getting that into words in a way that makes sense, that doesn't sound like fucking, like I'm hand-waving away issues or whatever. No, no, it's got real issues. Like, it's, there's stuff about this game that fucking angered me while I was playing it. I was just like, fucking why, God? But... I like that game. I don't know. They made Diablo 3. Right down to the part where they didn't release it with a proper endgame. Or like, you know, or like proper, like good repetitive activities. The difference is that they're going to sell you those activities instead of bolting them out of the game for free. I liked Diablo at launch. I mean, it had, you know, I understand why people didn't like it at launch, why they thought it had problems and lacked all that in-game stuff, and, you know, where they've gotten to with Diablo 3 is, you know, like, really great. They've gotten to a really great place with that game. And The Division is a lot like that. Division is the spiritual successor to Hellgate London you've all been waiting for. I wonder if all the people that developed, like, Hellgate London are fucking pissed at games like Destiny and The Division and stuff like that, that are, you know, even Borderlands to a certain extent. If they're just like, fuck, man, we were just, like, too fucking early. Like, the network tech wasn't in a place where we could offer this game, you know, the way that it should have been. You know, business got in the way, or, you know, just the realities of fucking development got in the way. They had that idea. They were like, hey, what if we took Diablo and made it into a first-person shooter? And then, but it's like, even still made it about hell, because why not? Like, that's the fucking game they made. And Hellgate London was a game with issues. It was a game that was not completely successful at accomplishing what it was setting out to accomplish. But I enjoyed a lot of my time with Hellgate London, despite it being It was disappointing because it was a game like you could see how close it was to actually fucking getting that stuff right. But it was just, it didn't have enough of, you know, maybe it's like variety. You know, I'd have to go back and, well, I guess I can't, right? I think they even shut down, like, they relaunched that game as like a free-to-play thing in Korea or something. And I think that got shut down last year, maybe. Or is it going to get shut down this year? And their whole idea was like, oh yeah, I mean, this is just the first game. London's just the first game. You know, we could do Hellgate Los Angeles after this. It seemed like they had a path, you know? It's weird, like, I don't, you know, the current path for, like, Destiny and The Division, like, and I think one is informed by the other. But they seem to be, like, trying to, like, convince people that they belong in more of an MMO-like space than in the, like, co-op shooter, or, cooperative game, action RPG type space. You know, they have raids, they have, you know, like, things that you immediately associate with the MMO genre. As opposed to, like, you know, Diablo doesn't roll like that, you know, it never has. I'm not saying it couldn't. You could have a raid in a Diablo game, it might actually be kind of cool, but... You know, Destiny is a fucking three-player game. With a, you know, what is it, like an 8-player multiplayer mode or something. It's not an MMO. It's a game with a social space. And they learned a lot from kind of the concepts of traditional MMOs along the way. But really, they made Diablo. They made Guild Wars is what they made. They made a subscription-free game with social spaces and instanced action. Or largely instanced action. I mean, you know, at least in Destiny, you see other players running around the planets, like, doing shit. Like, The Division doesn't even have that. It is further instanced. Like, they just made Guild Wars, really. I mean, they even have a separate PvP area in The Division, you know, much like, with some, like, some different progression and stuff like that, sort of like Guild Wars. Gate London on Android, huh? I think the transfer between instance missions and area PvP is quite seamless in The Division. I mean... Yeah, you can see where they slow it down. Where, like, sometimes when you walk up to the door and hit it, it lets you right in. Sometimes you hold up your watch to the door, and it goes through that animation, as if to slow it down long enough to connect to other human players. You know? But I don't know, I guess, like, I remember actually, like, you know, it was one of those, like, fucking pedantic moments where I was just, like, hung up on something that doesn't actually matter that much, but it was frustrating at the time when, like, when Guild Wars came out, and there was this notion of, like, it's a free MMO! Guys, this is an MMO, you don't have to pay a subscription, because, you know, the free-to-play hadn't really happened the way it has now at that point, so, you know, you buy the box, and there was no subscription fee, and it was a big game and all that stuff, and they were like, this is like World of Warcraft, but you don't really gotta pay them! And it was like, dude, they made Diablo with a social area. It's instanced. It's all instanced. It's like, stop doing this. And that's not a knock on Guild Wars. I actually think Guild Wars was fucking awesome. I ended up being really disappointed in Guild Wars 2. I just thought it just didn't... Like, ironically enough, it like went too far to trying to be an MMO at some point, you know? And it was like, the things I liked about the initial Guild Wars were kind of gone. But it had more of like an open world, you know, connected. Like, you saw other players more frequently in that game. Or at least you did in the time I spent with it. I have not played Guild Wars 2 since right around its launch. And I spent a chunk of time with it and went like, man, I just don't enjoy any of this. All these weird, like, platforming challenges or whatever the fuck they put in there. It's like, this is not... I don't want any of this.
bitch with a hit. I beat that bitch with a hit. I'll beat that bitch with a hit. I'll beat that bitch with a hit. I beat that bitch with a hit. I'll beat that bitch with a hit. I'll beat that bitch with a hit. I beat that bitch with a hit. I'll beat that bitch with a hit. I'll beat that bitch with a hit. I beat that bitch with a hit.
Some kind of fucking action happening in the tunnel. I'm having trouble even getting in. And I saw some kind of siren lights up. Yeah, I can see some kind of lights reflecting off the roof of the tunnel. I don't know if it's cops or construction or...
I beat that bitch with a hit. I beat that bitch with a hit.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race them, that's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race them, that's that, come in, please buy more. What you want, a Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing, used to only be niggas, everybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slaves. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. Back keys, I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know if we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation, y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slave. I know that we the new slave. I'm about to ride the fuck out. I'm throwing Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free. You niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts at me. You know that niggas can't read. I want some Maybach keys. Fucking say la vie. I know that we the new slave. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I moved my family out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporters so I can smash that recorder. Say that producer was some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile, the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try to lock niggas up. They try and make new state. See, that's that probably on prison. Get your peace to. Came on a Hampton blouse, and then a Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up, I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out, now what the fuck they gon' say now?
I can't believe it's you. Well, it's the M-I-P that left her. Ain't no adventure. And when I'm on the mission, that's the biggest winner. Cause I'm rooted in the pool of bands. So here, oh, here, then you go again. Talking that shit. Shit. Well, it's like I was a curve. I struck a nerve. Now you're about to see yourself and make a serve. I was not what you put when you pay me. Then I just not what you make. But how much you bitch you got? You got my elbows. I'm fucked up in this, but I'm not worried. It will be set up in the party like I'm out to serve. So when you your fucking shine on, and you're back at me. It's able to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy, that's X-B-I-G-B-O-I. It's the same motherfucker that took the numbers to your high. To one, you not contest, but you don't listen. Give a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, like I'm in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah.
Shit up so it can fuck with my eardrums a little bit. Big.
I grew up for fucking screw up. Got introduced to the game, got an ounce to fucking grew up. Chopping rocks overnight. The nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the black Frank White. We had to go dress to change our description. Two cops is on a milk box missing. Show they toes, you know they got stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon.
Yo, bitch, they just make shit, cause a bitch is a bitch. Man, fuck you, bitch. Yo, bitch, just shut the fuck up. Yo, what the bitch you gotta worry about? Yo, bitch, 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 ain't shit. Yo, bitch, man, fuck you, bitch. Yo, yo, bitch, bitch. I think you bitch is a bitch.
We now leaky good. Some bitches are just like you should. Right now, leak it good. So this do now, do good. So this do just like you should. Do now, leak do good. So this do just like you should.
Okay, there was some concern there that I was not going to be able to make it through the alley, even though I was already in the alley. I gotta go. Have a good day and all that shit. I'll see you later.